Resonance 104.4 FM. My name is Johnny Trunk. This is OST, the only soundtrack show on the radio. And today, all day, and for the next 2 hours, we have two very special guests here with an international flavour, I think. Today we have a regular to the show, Ed from Blaxploitation.com.
Hi, Johnny. How are you doing?
Very well, very well. And Ed has brought in a good friend from Norway.
That's right. Over there we have Mr. Fred Lavick, a.k.a. Teddy Rosso.
Hello.
How are you doing, Teddy?
I'm doing okay.
Do you want Teddy or Freddy?
No,
or Fred?
Just call me Freddy or Fredo.
Fred. Fred.
Funky Frederick.
Funky Fred. Funky Fred from... Same not from Finland. Because we get... You know. Okay, so today we just thought we haven't got a plan, have we? We're just going to sort of like chat and...
Yeah, very free form. We'll get a little bit of Norwegian jazz.
Yeah, that's what I'm excited about, actually. I am really excited. I've even bought in a Norwegian record. That's how organised I am. But today, I'm going to be purely selfish and start with a record which I've queued up, which I actually bought yesterday in Norwich. And the only reason I bought it is because, one, I'd never seen it before, and two, I used to really like the program.
Thank you. so good, Lord. Woo! Come on, mama. So I can do one man. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh,
Hooray! Okay. That was jolly, wasn't it? Funky, actually. I think it's a better word rather than jolly. Okay, we've got a recap on our... what was that? 20 minutes of... 20 minutes of grooviness. Okay, the one we've just listened to, all I'm going to tell everyone is it's a Elmer Bernstein record with Deborah Kerr in the movie. I can't tell you anything. I'm sworn to secrecy on that one. Why? I don't know. But it's quite funky, isn't it? It's all,
yeah, we like that. Very good.
There's a bit of hand clapping and clicking going on there. Before that, something that Fred has brought in.
That was...
Blue Boat.
Yeah, that was before that, by Francesco De Masi, was it?
Yep. Yeah.
That was one kind of slightly buzzer-influenced flute there, but it's a good one.
Yeah, it's groovy. It's actually, it's one of those albums that everybody wants, that thing.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Better give everyone the title so they can scribble it down.
Yes, it's called La Macchina della Violenza, or something like that.
What's that, the violent machine? Machines of violence?
I guess so.
But it's got, I have to say, it's got a rubbish cover.
I like it.
Yeah, I think it's
a nice drawing.
I think the drawings are bad, you see.
Oh, okay.
And that does not look like the lunar buggy, that thing on there. It looks like someone's invented almost a poor sort of...
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, no. You'd never go to the moon in that thing, would you?
No.
Anyway.
Not.
But it's a good record.
It is.
And on the Beat label, I believe. But before that... Oh, I bought that one in, didn't I? Hotel de Famélie. By Philip Sard from the soundtrack Sortie de Coeur on the Pathé, EMI Pathé label. Before that,
yeah,
one of your little sevens.
A little seven, that's La Fama Carlotte with Michel Colombier, vocal by Freddie Meyer. Nice little kind of R&B almost. Big drums. Yeah,
very,
it's
very
good.
Big drums. I've never heard of either of those. So, I mean, you know, today I've already started confused. It's only going to get worse.
It's one of those little natty French soundtrack EPs that you used to say you'd find at the bottom of a barrel covered in cheese and wine.
And say, yeah, leave it there.
Yeah.
Leave it there to mature.
30 years later, we've dug it up, and it has.
Exactly. And then...
Oh, yeah, French Canadian before that.
Yeah.
This is yours, Fred.
Yeah, this was another one. Yeah, it was Paul Balarois or something like that. My French is not that good.
Shall I have a go for you?
Yeah, try it.
Paul Balargion.
Ah, that sounded okay. Nice.
I can tell you had French lessons as a kid.
Well.
If you want to know something true, I actually had extra French lessons.
Lessons?
No, because I didn't pay attention in my normal French lessons. So I had to have extra ones.
And the name of the track was?
Viens mon amour. Which I believe, I would have thought that's Go, My Friend.
Oh yeah, is it?
Yeah. I'd put it in another way, but you know what I mean. no, that's the name of the soundtrack, isn't it? It's quite a saucy cover, if I remember. Is it a rude film? If it is, you can get top marks for bringing in such filth. Let's have a look.
But it's kind of that...
It's got a bed on the front, if I remember. Yeah,
it's a, like that initiation French soundtrack, isn't it? It's a very similar sort of stylistic.
If you ask me, they were pressed in the same place because it just everything about them is similar.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the same company just like inventing new labels for themselves. I've only ever seen this once before, but I distinctly remember the loving couple in the middle and the bong at the front. And the logo of the...
And it's on a chessboard as well. It's quite nicely done.
60s. Mm.
And there's a nice female on the backside too, lying in the bath.
Nice female on the backside?
Yeah.
Good Lord. Yeah, there is. Fantastic.
Pretty nice.
But yes, in black and white.
Yeah.
And she's sort of licking her lips and rubbing her...
a very famous painting by
rubbing
that.
Her legs and... Yeah, go on, tell me about the painting.
I've completely forgot. It's a famous...
Pop art.
Is it Hopper?
That's not Hopper, no. Hopper's a bit weirder than that. Well, no, Hopper's not as weird as that. But
it's a very famous American painting, anyway.
Yeah, it's good. I have to say, one of the best things about this record, apart from the record, obviously, inside, is the logo to Gap Records is actually a bong, which I think is really cool. But French-Canadian.
Yeah.
And I've got a big thing about French-Canadian music at the moment.
Okay.
I think there's not enough of it about, and you can't find it. It's really hard to get French-Canadian music, I think. I mean, you might find it easier in... You know,
in Norway.
In Norway.
I guess not.
But I find it. Where,
a big
for example,
French community in
where did you
Norway.
Find that?
No, that was off the internet again, the Gem site.
How long ago?
Yeah, that was. It was. I remember I checked it twice, really. I was on there, and then I saw it on a certain other guy's list, and I was like, I'm going to pick this one up. And that was like maybe 6-7 months ago or something like that.
Did you have to pay quite a lot of money for it? Or was
no,
it, right?
It was 40 or 50 or something like that.
What, bucks?
Yeah, bucks.
That's not too bad actually, considering how scarce it is. I know it's a nasty thing to say, but I think that's quite a good. I'd pay that for it because you'd never see it again.
And now we're going to go back, talking of monetary value, to big money record.
Yeah, we've never had that one on the show before. This is another one you brought in, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Boris Gardner.
Yeah, it's actually a blaxploitation thing. With a famous actor, Ed, do you know who that was?
We were talking about Calvin Lockhart.
Yeah.
In a Jamaican movie.
Yeah, and...
Which we're not going to broadcast the title of, because it's disgraceful.
Oh yeah, no, you can't say it. Yeah, it is an offensive title.
It's kind of bad. Yeah.
But the 45 is on Lille, and Boris Gardner, of course, he was a big reggae guy, loads and loads of stuff, and then he put out this very, very nice kind of 16s feel, lots of Hammond going on. It's a good track.
Yeah, Boris Gardner, he's a bass player, and he had another guy on the keys there, but they're trying to kind of imitate that Jimmy Smith kind of
sort vibe, of,
yeah.
But then getting their own flavour.
So
it's a good little seven, though.
Yeah.
I have to say, I mean, you two guys obviously go, yeah, it's a known thing. I've never even heard of it.
Oh.
Shows what I know, doesn't it? But no, it's good. Very good, actually. So top marks there as well.
Uh-huh, okay.
So top of the class, you two at the moment. I think Ed's... Yeah, you're running second at the moment.
Yeah.
Fred's winning at the moment.
Fred's got 10 out of 10 for that.
Well done, Fred.
Thanks. And prior to that, played a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry, it's rubbish, but I had to play it because I bought it yesterday in Norwich, which is simply the soundtrack to Soap, which was a soap opera on television years ago called Soap. And it was the Campbells and the something or others. And all I remember, and it was the first... It's where Benson started.
Oh.
He was the butler, I think. But I've always remembered the music, and I saw it there in a record shop yesterday. I thought,
you couldn't resist it, could you?
Well, I just think I'm a sucker for nostalgia, and I actually like it. I won't ever play it again. In fact, I only bought it to play today. So anyway, where are we going now then?
Yeah, it's one of mine again.
Oh God!
One
okay.
of those 45s you like? Hopefully.
The Buck and the Preacher. What can you tell me about this? Because, as usual, I will plead ignorance. I could go, oh yeah, I know what you're on about, but I've no idea. All I can read on the 7 is that Sidney Poitier, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm a big fan of the man.
This was a really well-respected movie at the time. Got a lot of good write-ups. Buck and the Preacher.
What, in America?
In America.
Sydney. Yeah, well, I wasn't in America at the time, was I?
Well, obviously. probably, what, about 3 when this came out? Something like that? Or maybe a bit more.
I wasn't even born, so there you go.
Yeah, Fred wasn't even born.
But it's a western. It's a western thing.
We digress. Yeah.
Ah, of course. Hence the right. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's a Columbia promo thing with not the artist's name on the cover.
No, that's what I think's weird. The artist's name isn't on there. But you're saying it's Benny Carter.
Yeah, this was probably one of those promos purely for radio use. Never came out on any other format. Only on this nasty little white label.
All right. I'm actually very vaguely excited about this because I heard the beginning and it sounds weird.
And it's
weird.
Benny Carter, big jazz man, brilliant, brilliant.
But it's funky too, and that's what we like, right?
At the moment, yes.
Yeah. rain. Oh, baby, that show is lame. Now, you must figure I stone lost my brain. Now, you must figure I'm stone insane. Now, you got to be holding out $5 on me. Now you got to be holding out $5 on me. Now you got to be holding out $5 on me. Be holding out $5 on me. You got to be holding out $5 on me.
Get back before you get hurt.
See there? See? I knew you was holding out $5 on me.
Thank you.
Okay, we better do some talking because we've been playing records for ages now. Hey, I'll just put something on in the background so we can. Hang on, where's that? Yeah, a little bit of jazz in the background. Okay, thank you for listening, everybody. I better tell everyone we are the OST show on Resonance 104.4 FM. My name is Johnny Trunk with two special guests here, Ed and Fred. Ed is from blaxploitation.com. Fred is from Norway.
Indeed.
So,
quite a long segment.
Yeah, though. I really enjoyed that.
Real mix of stuff.
No prizes for guessing the last track. Tomorrow's World, obviously by Johnny Dankworth, but that's actually from a 7 as opposed to, but the original 7 as opposed to the reissue 7, which is different.
Yeah, he did one in about 70 or 72, didn't he? Which was a kind of a big band, slightly chunkier.
That's a bit hard, that one.
Yeah, this was hard driving jazz, and we much prefer this one.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? And that came from Norwich. Pound.
This one's on Columbia, the other one's on Philips, so look out for the Columbia one.
Right, then. Yeah, we had Man in a Suitcase.
Yeah.
You've got to explain this.
Yeah,
we had
the Norwegian version of the Man in a Suitcase. in Norway, it's called the Mannen med Kofoten. The Man with a Suitcase. Anyway, this guy who done it is he's the guy who engineered all the ECM albums, and he's a famous engineer in Norway. Yeah.
Do you know how much of a good Resonance FM fact that is?
Well,
that's fantastic.
What's his name? He's a famous jazz guy over in Norway, and he's a good guitarist, bass player. His reputation goes on and on. He's an excellent guy. So this is a name, Jan Erik Kongshaug.
Okay, write that down, anyone.
He's played with a lot of the major bands over there hasn't he?
Frode Tingnes, he's in on everything. And take a Norwegian record, jazz record from 85 or 69, and his name is on the back slip.
Right, so it's the old phrase, isn't it? It's always the same people in jazz.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Well, it's a sort of old phrase, isn't it? I really enjoyed that, though. It's good to hear I wouldn't even call it a foreign version. It's a Norwegian version. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Very pleasant. Really good.
I like the way they use guitar there to carry that melody. It's good.
So, do you find many of these, like, cover versions of standards? Because in this country, there's thousands of them. You know, there's hundreds of cover versions of dreadful themes.
Not really. The label there, Triola, is kind of famous for giving out all sorts of cheesy stuff.
Right.
And some underground bands, but you never see these cover things.
Okay.
So that's a one-off.
Oh, you're lucky. Yeah, that's good. It must be easier to trawl over there. Well, less waste, if you know what I mean. Whereas over in this country, there's just tons of complete rubbish all over the place. Okay. Before that, another bit of, I think it was Norwegian jazz, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was
Passionate Demons.
Yeah, that's the main composer guy in Norway. He's also in on all the stuff over there. As the scene is quite small. It's called Egil Mon Iversen, and it's from 61 or 60, and it's a film called Line, which is the name of a girl.
Oh, so is Passionate Demons the name of the track, or the name of the band? Or the name?
Probably the name of the band, I'm not sure. Well, then the name of the track is Passionate Demons, and the film is Line.
Line.
Like a line, I don't know. Anyway, the track is standard jazz from that period of time, and kind of got that soundtrack right.
Great colour.
Same sort of musician lineup, isn't it?
Yeah.
As most of these other jams.
It was always the same.
Trombone, it's Frode Tingnes again.
Yeah, the famous.
He's everywhere, that bloke.
We like him.
Didn't you bring in one of those albums, one of his?
I brought all four. How nerdy is that?
Yeah, oh,
this is the guy. This is the guy
with the armadillo.
The armadillo on the front cover with that bonkers
wheel track.
It's electric trombone, mental thing. Hard fusion.
Superb.
Of it, right? Now I'm with you now. But that's very early, isn't it? 61, 60?
Yeah. He's been in the scene for ages. Just caught a live concert with him now. Like that was a month ago, and they're still
cooking.
Still cooking, indeed.
Excellent. Before that, we had about 6 minutes from the soundtrack to Chameleon, music by Swedish Lassie Fanoff.
Yeah.
He's a gentleman. He's like the... how can I put it? Because he had polio, didn't he? So he's a bit like... I can't remember the Cockney English guy. Why can't I think of him? He did all those... You know, Ian Dury. He's like the Ian Dury of jazz, isn't he? Very groovy guy. Beautiful record, but we only played the last 6 minutes, otherwise we'd be playing the whole 15 minute track and everyone would you know, miss out on all the other beautiful music we had to play. Before that, we had
Man of the Bango.
Brilliant record.
Oh yes, and we're having an argument about which pigeonhole we should stick to. I say jazz funk, and Johnny says fusion. Who cares? It's very good.
Well, actually, I don't know. 1977, but sounds like, if you ask me, sounds like a 1973 record.
Yeah.
Brilliant, great record.
But the musicianship was superb. The arrangement was really, really tight. And I reckon, again, Andre Ceccarelli on drums. Gotta be. He's got a few distinctive fills.
And it's called The Savage Garden, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the name of it.
Little Bit Savage on the Fiesta label. And I have to say, it's been a real treat for me because I've never seen it before. Mm. That's another one on me. Actually, I haven't got a wants list, but you know what I mean.
Are you going to give that a marks? 10 out of 10?
Oh, yeah.
No, that's another Fred.
I do
that
at the end.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jumping the gun.
Okay, before that, we had a little filler which I brought in, which is simply a track called Main Theme from the Dwarf Library by Jack Nathan and Basil Kirchin. Before that, we had a little bit of children's funk in the shape of the soundtrack to Blue Marble.
That's it, Big Blue Marble. The track was called Hooping, and as usual with kids singing on records, they all sing flat.
I like that, though.
Yeah, and it certainly gives it a different edge.
Well, you watch Pop Idol, they're all singing flat, aren't they?
Man, they're just rubbish on Pop Idol, and they haven't even got a kiddie excuse.
Okay, before that, another Freddy.
Yeah, that was Michelle Legrand on the B-side of the Unhumamore.
Another hot record. Everyone wants that darn record at the moment.
It's a good two-sider. It's a good two-sider.
Two-sider.
There's a possibility that Fred may not survive the journey home.
Fred might accidentally fall down the stairs.
Oops. So you got a plot worked out, right?
We had it worked out weeks ago.
Okay.
So your every move is being planned.
It's being recorded.
Yeah, I better call my bodyguard
like,
right away.
It's a bit like The Wicker Man, you know. Anyway, before that, a great record though, with a woman panting, which always goes down well.
Yeah, we were thinking, apparently there's a possibility that might have been ripped off The Adventurers, the Quincy Jones rescore. That's it sounded thing. Remarkably similar.
Yeah, they're all doing the same thing at the same time, aren't they? Yeah, everyone's having a pant. On the Bell label, isn't it?
That's a strange one.
No, most of his stuff's on Bell, isn't it? Michel Legrand.
No, because we were talking about this earlier, and he also put out this other 45 at the same sort of time with a track called Paris Underground, which we played a few weeks ago, and it sounds like it's from the same sessions, and also came out on Bell, very similar sort of cover, and it must have been contemporaneous.
Yeah, he knocked him out all the time, didn't he? Oh, joy. Anyway, great track. I've not heard the B-side before, so that was a real treat, Fred. We have been playing a long time, haven't we? Ain't Supposed to Die a Natural Death.
Yeah, this is the Melvin Van Peebles stage play, which is on a double LP, original Broadway cast, which is the sort of thing that I think most people kind of avoid, and it's really good.
It's got the word Broadway and cast on the front.
Yeah, exactly. And musicians there include Harold Wheeler on keyboards doing all the arrangements, and that is tight, really, really nice. And the whole record is kind of mixed up toasts. We've got some poetry stuff, we've got a little bit of kind of performance work, as well as all this crazy laid-back jazz funky stuff.
Yeah, it's a very sustained record, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely a stoned
audience
record.
Would be half asleep, wouldn't they, through that?
They'd all be head nodding, wouldn't they?
And before that, we started with another Freddy number.
Yeah, there was a Columbia promo thing from the Blaxploitation Western thing called Buck and the Preacher Man, wasn't it?
Yeah, very good. I did enjoy that because it's quite nice to hear harmonica in that kind of style, which is not bluesy. It was sort of bluesy, but
I got sorts of different
mixes. Funny, which is a really interesting record. I'm very pleased I've heard that now because
of course, Benny Carter was such a big jazz legend over a great number of years, and you just don't know what to expect throughout his career. He started off doing sort of big band stuff and some of the earlier jazz stuff, and then suddenly
roped into that thing.
Yeah.
What I find interesting is the fact that it's Columbia, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's a Columbia only promo. B-side and A-side are the same, apart from stereo and mono mixes, just for radio airplay, basically, isn't it? So it's really like 200-300 of those in the world, and it ends up in Norway.
In a basement in Oslo.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's good for me.
I love the chaos. It's great. No, but I just love the chaos of it all. The fact that all these records just, you know, they're little helpless things, aren't they? And they get, I won't go into my sort of strange record nonsense chat. But we better move on, haven't we? And this is another Ed special. Top marks again, Ed, for that little session.
This is a Fred special. The next one we're going to play.
And yeah, this will knock up his points as well. I think you did quite well there, and I did all right. You probably did better than me because you played that one, which I quite liked. But Ed's way ahead. But then it's
no, Fred's the man, isn't he?
Sorry, Fred's way ahead. Yeah. So So you're doing well, Fred.
Oh, this next one. Oh, it's a bit special.
Where's the champagne?
It's a bit special.
We're trying to explain this before we drop it, Fred. I'm looking at it at the moment, and I picked that up because it looks like an advert for a whiskey.
It is. It's Ballantine's, but it's a kind of a hully gully thing. It's a Danish thing. They mix with coffee. So I guess that's what the thing
is. Is that the name of the drink, a hully gully? Because I thought a hully gully was a dance.
Maybe.
The hully gully.
Well, you're about to find out.
Definitely.
Music by what? Adlon?
No, the music by Shihab.
Shihab?
Yeah, Sahib Shihab. A guy who did a lot of stuff with the Danish.
No, he's heavy. Danish Radio Orchestra.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's a monster. He's one of my few heroes.
Wait till you hear it.
Really?
Put it on. Groovy.
I'll just turn down this rubbish first. Okay, so this is an advert for a coffee.
And a whiskey.
And a whiskey mixed together.
Besteira, a primavera, a quimera, a flor de lis. A cruz de malta dorme causa a falta de clareza, a incerteza quando a gente diz que besteira você fez. Pois eu também já fiz. Que besteira você fez? Já faz um mês. Mais que besteira você fez. Pois foi você e a beleza de um rapaz.
Que besteira. Que besteira, a primavera, a quimera, a flor de lis. A cruz de malta, a dor me causa, a falta de clareza, a incerteza. Quando a gente diz que besteira você fez, pois eu também já fiz. Que besteira você fez, já faz um mês ou mais. Que besteira você fez, pois foi você e a beleza de um rapaz.
Alquenis contra Almério. Que besteira. Alferes Almério. Skenis contra Almério. Skenis woman. Skenis mares. Skenis contra. Skenis contra o Iwan. Almério. Alferes Alfônio. Que besteira.
better have a recap. God, I'm exhausted. All this record changing.
We've been wigging out.
Okay. Medical Center. Theme, 7-inch, no, Schifrin, on Verve.
On Verve, yeah, a very curious one. This, just because there was an LP release on a compilation, rather strange, possibly DJ promo only, on MGM, which is completely different version and kind of toned down, whereas this is probably the one to have nice and big.
And I've got a 7-inch different version of that as well.
So you'll find it on Verve, but you've got to be very careful. It's the B-side that matters, because it's got lots of different releases with different B-sides.
Yeah. Right. Before that... Una Loca Extravaganza Sexy.
That sounds like a fun movie.
I like the title already, yeah.
You like the cover as well? Good like cover?
The covers. The woman in a yellow bikini leaning against a big banana. Fantastic. Weird. I mean, what? It's a Spanish issue of an Italian record.
Yeah, it's Italian library composer Daniel Petrucci. He's done some other soundtracks.
He's on notes, well.
But this is some sort of strange arrangement between these two countries. I don't know. But this is,
killer
tune. Spanish, from Catalonia, in other words, Barcelona area.
And the name of the track's Red Lamb, which we worked out meant something.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think so.
Fantastic track, though. So top of the class for bringing that one in, because I've not heard it, nor have you made, have you?
No.
No. Great track. Fantastic. So you can come back again. Before that, we had a bit of Band of Black Rio.
Band of Black Rio from the Locomotivas soundtrack on Som Livre. That's from a TV series in Brazil. Of course.
Another bikini on the cover.
Yeah. Great, great cover where they've kind of made the word Locomotivas into bikini bottoms.
Yeah. Yeah, they have. No, I quite enjoyed that, because again, it was another cheapie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Evil. Doesn't look like a soundtrack though, does it?
Not really, but
it sort of looks like almost like a tourist record.
It does. And it's one of those sort of really wobbly vinyl pressings that you think this can't possibly work. And the sound quality is a little bit iffy, but it's a good record.
And people still lust after Band of Black Rio, don't they?
Absolutely. You can't find their records anywhere, but these some of these compilations and soundtracks have got unreleased cuts and some other nice bits on.
Before that, we played Beryl's Tune, which is a bit of a classic, really, isn't it? We were all singing along to that one, weren't we?
That's been around for years, and every time you bring it out, there's a little bit more freshness to it.
No, I love it. I think it's brilliant. But that's from Il Dio Serpent, as opposed to Il Serpent, which is... People get them confused, don't they?
Yeah.
There's loads of albums with snakes on the front cover.
Yeah.
But that's Il Dio
Not
Serpent.
Not the same as the Ennio Morricone
exactly,
one.
Exactly, which is... Well, it's a different label for a start, I think. But that's Martelli, and there is actually a naked lady on the front cover of that one.
There is on your pressing.
Yeah, I know.
Mm, yeah,
that's why I bought it.
Yeah, and there's also a nappy little 45 of that, if you can find it.
And, what? Hang on. That's you, wasn't it? That's a little Brazilian. A little touch of Brazil.
Oh, no, yeah. Another one from Pecado Capital. And I've forgotten the name of the guy who did it, but it's a really nice, almost like a 12-bar bluesy sort of feel to it, only transplanted to Brazil.
Yeah. I thought it was very good, actually. And I've actually got that one at home, and I haven't played it for years.
Well, that was the same thing.
Interesting iron, isn't it?
I was going through them this morning, thought, that looks interesting, had a spin, and it wasn't the track that I originally liked, and then came back to it, found something completely new in it.
Is Fred staying with you at the moment?
He is.
Did you both look at records this morning together?
No.
Oh, okay. Did you have breakfast together?
No.
No? No. Are you working in a new time zone or something, Fred?
No, I was way off to some student camp partying last night, so I didn't get a chance.
A student camp?
Yeah, it's a long story.
Okay.
See, I'm too old to party, so I stayed at home.
Pensioner Ed stayed at home.
Piping slippers.
Aww, did you watch anything on the telly?
No.
Good man, that's what I like to hear.
Listen to the radio, Radio 4.
I do that occasionally on a Friday. It's quite
exactly.
Normally when I'm eating the food.
Yeah.
It's much more civilised, isn't it?
Exactly.
Actually, you're not allowed to say that. You're supposed to listen to Resonance.
Sorry, it was Resonance 104.4 FM for the entire evening, and I enjoyed it very much.
Oh, dear. And then before that, we were treated to the quite insane... I'm going to say insane, because that Hully Gully track's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's a jazz record, and then they turn it into like an R&B record at the end.
Strange arrangement stuff, but...
Oh, but what a lineup!
I particularly like the way that the vocalist was obviously kind of American or something and could pronounce it quite well, and then they've got the Danish guys singing the backup.
Who can't?
Who didn't pronounce it very well at all. and put some very strange intonation on Hully Gully.
That was part two we played, wasn't
it? That was part two.
What's part one like?
No, just like the reference team that comes in the end is still like that, the whole thing. So if you're playing for a dance floor, play the first side, the A side, and the second side is more for like jamming through the instrument.
Alright. Okay. Now, it's good grief. I can't believe how fast it's gone. Maybe it's the fact that we're playing quite pacey music, but it doesn't normally go this quickly.
And we're all, we're under half an hour still to go.
Yes, 24 minutes, I'm actually gutted. So, those of you who've just tuned in, this is the OST show here every Saturday on Resonance 104.4 FM. Today, with Ed and Fred. What are we playing next? Oh, this is something I brought in. It's not that exciting. I thought we'd have a bit of library, because we haven't any library, have we?
No.
Anyone else brought any library in, or was it just me on
Freedom Power earlier on, yeah. That was one Italian.
Yeah, no, okay.
Just one.
You can Ooh, people get to folly off the mad carnival. Oh yeah, carnival. You can laugh or maybe you can love down in carnival.
Sell everything you stand for. Tell, 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 tell all the people that you care for. Running here, running there, keep it moving, sonny, don't despair. Because the next one will be, the next one will be, the next one will be the best one of the year. Give everything you paid for. Run, 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 run for everything you prayed for. Keep that smile on your face with a smiley welcome in your face. Because the next one will be, the next one will be, the next one will be the best one of the year. Can I interest you in this article of mine? Can I interest you to spend some of your time? Don't despair, because the next one will be, the next one will be, the next one will be the best one of the year.
driving, pigeon toed, cross-eyed, bow-legged son of a gun's a messing with me. I've been known to rise up, but I'll cool down later. After bad motor scooter, I'll the human tornado. C-stepping, pigeon-toed, cross-eyed, bow-legged son of a gun's a messing with me. I've been known to rise up, but I'll cool down later. After bad motor scooter, I'll the human tornado.
Thank you.
yeah. Okay, well done us for playing more fantastic music. Okay, we haven't got long, so we will be quick, short. What was that, Ed? Hit me,
that
baby.
Was The Soul of Jesus Christ Superstar, track called Simon Zealots. Awful production, good record.
It was me. I was fiddling with the levels. I still couldn't get it right. Hopefully it didn't impair your enjoyment. Listening too much at home, yes. Listeners. Okay, before that, superb.
Yeah,
you better explain yourself, Fred.
Yeah, Ricardo Marrero and the group. The track is called My Friend. It's from the movie Toccato, Jesus Saves.
You what? You look like Jesus. You just walked in. You look a little bit like Jesus today. Sorry, the engineer has just walked in. No, you do. It's the hair. Oh, it's
the hair.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I've seen him when he's had it cropped.
Oh, right, yes.
Grade one. Anyway, sorry, that was a brilliant bit of music. I absolutely loved that.
Yeah, really nice out 45, huh?
I'm not even going to try and explain the film because we don't know anything about it, do
no.
we?
No.
Okay. I've heard of Ricardo Marrero. He did something else.
Yeah, he's got one obscure record out.
Ricardo Marrero. I'm sure he's like this weird Latin geezer. I'm sure. Anyway, I'll try and find out. It's not. I mean, it's not that interesting, really, is it? But I'm nosy, so I want to find out. Okay. Before that, we played something because it's National Potato Week next week. Would you agree? Is that right? I know it's National Fish Week this week.
So it must.
There is National Talk Like a Pirate Week.
What was it? No one told me. I actually quite enjoy that kind of banter myself.
Wow.
Really? Anyway, it was Rudy Ray Moore, wasn't it?
It was Rudy Ray Moore from the movie Human Tornado.
Yeah.
And it only came out on a 45, but it sounds like he's saying Human Potato, so there's the link with National Potato
Week. I thought it was a good idea, Ed. I'm all up for stupidness like that. Good track, though. Before that, we played a bit of a British classic, sort of R&B jazz thing. Adam Price and it is a classic from Oh Lucky Man, the track Sell, Sell, Sell. And before that, who brought in that one? Oh, that was you, wasn't it? Oh, who brought in the Sound Machine 7 from the Panama Tourist Board.
Indeed.
Very strange. Couldn't really categorise it, could we?
No.
We didn't know if it was soul or jazz or blues or funk or rock.
It's the sort of a track where you really wish that you got English tourist board music like that, and you just don't.
Oh, no, you don't at all.
No. Highly unlikely.
You have a point, actually, Ed. Okay. Now, look, it's time to go, but we have enough time, I think, for this last bit of dope vinyl you brought in.
Oh, this is lovely. Marcos Valle, the original kind of bossa and Brazilian genius. And he did a TV soundtrack called Carrie Noso, and this is a track called Mentira.
Okay, but before we drop it, I better say thank you. Ed, it's been a pleasure as always.
Thanks, Johnny.
And Fred. Wow, Fred. Come again, Fred. Next time you're in this country.
Yeah.
Honestly, drop in. It's been great fun. We'll probably get your show on your own. You can come and play. You know, do a clear spot or something like that.
Yeah,
that would be all right, wouldn't we? We could sort that out.
Filling with Panamanian.
Yeah, more Panamanian tourist rhythms, man.
We'll find some other countries. Yeah,
yeah, no, it's brilliant, honestly, and a pleasure to hear your sound. It's been really exciting. I mean, I mean that as well. I'm quite excited. As you can see, there's a slight bit of sweat on the side of my cheek here.
Absolutely. We can see it, listeners. We can see it. And as ever, thanks to Resonance 104.4 FM and Martin, our engineer tonight.
We haven't done anything.
For his new haircut.
You haven't done anything apart from sit down and read your book. Anyway, obviously next week we're on again.
You're on again?
Yeah, I can't remember who's in next week. Oh, we've got a film director coming in next week.
Oh, is it an eminent film director?
No. There's a gentleman called Ben Lewis, who's just done a series called Art Safari.
Ben Lewis.
Yes.
You mean the film director?
You take it? Yes, you are, aren't you? Okay, yes, but a film director's coming in, so that's going to be quite interesting. And he might bring his film composer in as well, who's like the current modern day sort of library guru. He's just mental. He just makes about 300 tracks a week or something. Danny Pemberton, good composer, but we hopefully might have him in as well. So it should be worth tuning in as always. I believe this show is repeated tomorrow morning, so if you missed anything, you can listen to it again then. I think it's about 11 o'clock.
Excellent. And quick tot up on the points.
Oh, no, Fred won.
Points victory.
Fred won by a mile.
Yes.
Well done, Fred.
Yeah, thanks.
No, but I mean, thank you very much indeed. Anyway, I'll stop gawping. You are listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. Next up is Harmony Fraser. Have you given it to me? Oh, yes. Hang on. This week's entitled Rock Morphs of the Demonologists. Check it out.
Diga sim pra mim primeiro, diga sim eu vi primeiro, diga sim de corpo inteiro, diga sim, mas é mentira, tchu-tchu, é mentira, ira, tchu-tchu, é mentira, eu não quero ter ciúmes, eu não quero ter queixumes, quero é ter você na mira, tchu-tchu, sem mentira. Mira, tchu-tchu, sem mentira. Diga quem, 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 pam, pam, dan, diga quem, 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 pam, pam, dan, diga quem, 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 pam, pam, dan, diga quem. Mas é mentira, tchu-tchu, é mentira. Eu não quero ter ciúmes, eu não quero ter queixumes, quero ter você na mira, tchu-tchu, é mentira. Mira, tchu-tchu, sem mentira. Mentira, tchu-tchu, é mentira.